This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. Stay tuned for rockstar-style drama tonight as six St. Louisans argue and scream their way through a new Lifetime TV reality show. The name of the series is BAPS, which stands for Black American Princess or Prince, in the case of one member of the show's cast, local coffee shop owner Jason Wilson. Wilson is the founder of Chronicle Coffee in North City. That's just one of the settings on the show as it follows the everyday lives of the group. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Wilson at one of his other coffee shops, an open-air establishment in the Central West End. They explored some of the issues raised by the show and what exactly makes someone a BAP.
What the story's about is it's a look at Black Americans who were born into resources.
In 6 years, there's the worst heart that anybody can experience. I've seen people in front of me die, killed, shot. And that's kind of to describe that heart. I lived that. Not so much from the camps. The first two camps started actually off, it's, if you remember, from Blackhammer, six different camps. I was in camps. Was the worst horror at Buchenwald. I don't believe that I describe to you. I have seen in the horror that I Buchenwald. Guys, I've seen one in the crematory, thrive screaming. Told them they're alive. Couldn't walk. They couldn't stand. Which they were piled up. People have seen a lot of people in Buchenwald. The bad things were waiting to be cremated. They were stacked up. I was in black faded. 15 piled up. The guys be high, waiting to be. Them were dead. Thrown in. A lot of them were wide awake, alive. And that's hard.
So when you tell today to tell your story to what audience is it? What's the reaction?
They embrace. They hug me. I miss me. Feel that beginning to feel it needs to be done. This reaction from I get the great lesson father. A lot of mother come with that maybe the age children that I made 12 to 15, you know what I mean? 13 or 14. Can't describe it. I people feeling when wrap their arms you and hug around and they thank you. What I'm doing.
This is Saint Radio. I'm Louis Public Radio. Bob Greg Montanue is a chess genie. Fisher matches in his whose main 60s in the late 1970s helped an early American interest help spark a in the sport. Controversial figure also was a confident self-employer who died while posed exile. Brilliance, however, is chess bridge denied. Or cannot be Shannon Bailey. Commentator Louis Public Radio tells St. New Exhibit Radio why a chess hall of fame at the world chess focused on fame is
the name Bobby
Fisher.
Anonymous without Fisher is select, intimidating intuitiveness and intimidating competitiveness. Intense folkly Americans, he is a unique story that nearly success story heard. Even everyone has heard a rook from a if they can't tell. So what makes Bishop debating? Is Fisher so cap half of the world? The same has spent chess hall of fame at Bobby from years looking at examine every angle. Came one of the thing how he be players, greatest chess on a board to ever sit down his life and why with such a wide as resonance. Our audience, a memorable life, new exhibits into the complex, a glimpse of Bobby Fisher, complex mind of his career as a whole, looks at him, his remarkable whole, from child prodigy, time as a, to his determinacy during his rise to nation, and finally, fame, into exile, his descent. Fisher showed for puzzles, showed an aptitude for thinking at an analytical age, at a very early test with chess, and became obsessed with his older sister from the moment his first sister gave him a chess set, $1. Only 6 years, only 1950 later, he became the 66 to win the youngest person chess champion U.S. junior at the age of 12 at by the end of 1957. End of 1950 claimed the, he had also opened U.S. chess, the U.S. and titles. Chess championship was the U.S. He won for the next eight chess champion and won the 8 years. Three tournament, 1960 perfect under